Good morning.
Morning.
新年快乐。
Happy New Year.
新年快乐。You know, last night, as I was scrolling through social media,
我在晚上我在看我们的那些一些交际的一些网络。
Lots of Chinese churches in Asia, pastors are on the pulpit wearing something red.
好像每个人都是穿红的。
Like a beautiful red jacket, like our brother Ed over there.
红色的外套，好像我们的 Edward 弟兄是穿的一样。
Red sweaters.
红的毛衣。
Red ties.
红的领带。
Or even the traditional 长袍。
红的旗袍。
I thought about it.
我在思想。
And I realized if I wore a, like our brother Ed over there, a nice red jacket,
brother 弟兄啊 ，Edward 一样的红色夹克
，you will not hear anything that I said today.
你不会听我任何说的东西。
All you will think about is that boy, that guy looks like a big red envelope.
看那个人好像一个很大的红包。
So sorry, no red today.
啊，没有，今天没有红色，对不起。
You know, as we celebrate Chinese New Year,
当我们庆祝农历新年之后
it is a time of renewal, hope, and new beginning.
这个充满更新希望的新开始
It's a time that we gather to reflect God's call to embrace a new thing.
我们反思神的呼召去拥抱他在我们生活中的新事
It is a new thing that he is doing in our lives and in our church.
这个信息是在我们生活中跟教会中所做的。
Our passage today in Isaiah 43 invites us to leave behind the past and focus on the new thing God is doing.
我今天找到经文以赛亚书43章邀请我们去抛开过去专注神所做的新事。
On this first Sunday of the Chinese New Year, we come together as a church family.Of faith to celebrate God's faithfulness.
在农历新年的第一个礼拜日，我们作为一个有信仰的家庭，聚集在一起庆祝神的信实。
But also to remember our past and embrace the new beginning that God has for us.
也是要纪念我们的过去，拥抱他为我们做的准备的新的祝福。
Today our focus is on the book of Isaiah chapter 43.
今天早上我们重点是在以赛亚书43章。
Where God invites us not to live in the past,
神邀请我们不要活在过去
but embrace the new things He is about to do in our lives.
但是要拥抱他即将在我们生活中所做的新事
However, we are going to begin by remembering a familiar story from the book of Exodus, chapter 13 and 14, as a background.
然后我们要首先记着我们出埃及记13章14章中的记得一个故事。
Here in the book of Exodus,
在出埃及记当中
the Israelites have been in slavery for over 400 years in Egypt.
以色列人在埃及被奴役了400多年
They've endured oppression, they've endured suffering and being in slavery.
他们忍受着压迫和苦难
It was at this time that God raised up Moses to lead his people out of Egypt.
就在这个时候神兴起了摩西带领他的子民脱离奴役。
It is with a mighty hand, outstretched arm, God delivered His people out of Egypt.
神通过他的大能的手和伸出的手臂来将他们从埃及拯救出来。
And as they marched through the wilderness and the desert,
他们在沙漠中走过。
God guided them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
神用云柱在白天，在火柱在晚上引导他们。
The cloud and the fire symbol His presence as a reminder for the people that they are not alone.
这个象征着他们对他们说他们不是孤单的。
And it was God Himself that was leading them in every step of the way.
神他自己亲自的带领他们走的每一步。
And their journey took them to the shores of the Red Sea.
这个旅程带领他们到了红海的沿岸
where they seem to face an impossible situation.
他们在那里好像面临着一个不可能的局面。
Now imagine with me, a group about 2 million people.
大家有想到这个有一群大约200万的人。
People who are newly free, but with an uncertain future.
刚才释放也不知道他们的将来是什么。
Standing at the edge of the water, behind them lies Egypt.
站在水边，咱们后面是埃及军队。
A place of slavery, of pain, and oppression that they cannot return to.
埃及是个他们无法返回的地方。
But ahead of them lies the vast and an impassable Red Sea.
在他们面前是一个不可逾越的一个红海。
A barrier, the Red Sea represents a barrier to freedom and the promise that God has spoken over them about.
这个是一个他们可以到的自由，但是还是一个障碍，他们还不能达到的。
To them, the past is no longer an option.
今天我们的过去不再是个选择。
But their future is just as unreachable.
但是我们的未来好像似乎达不到。
Blocked by an impossible obstacle.
然后因为我们有不能逾越的一个障碍。
To make this matter even worse,
更糟糕的是
as they stand there and in confusion and in fear, the sound of Pharaoh's chariots, army, began to rumble in a distance.
当他们还在困惑和恐惧当中，法老的战车在后面隆隆隆的有声响。
The Israelites look back and see the Egyptian army pursuing them.
以色列人回头看，就看到埃及军队正在追赶他们。
They're trapped.
他们被困住了。
With no way forward and no way back.
没路前进，也没路后退。
The only thing that they can see are danger, uncertainty, and an impossibility of their circumstances.
他们唯一看到的是危险。也不确定性，可他们所处的环境是不可能的。
It is in this moment of desperation，
在这个绝望的时刻当中
，where what seemed like the end became the beginning of a miracle，
好像一个结束的事情，其实是个神迹。
As God parted the Red Sea and destroyed Pharaoh's army，
神分开了红海，好像也是毁灭了法老的军队。
Brothers and sisters, this story reminds us that no barrier is too great for God.
弟兄姐妹，这个故事提醒我们，没有任何的障碍是大过神的。
When there's fear and doubt that's around us,
当我们面临恐惧和疑惑的时候
，God steps in.
他会介入
，proving that He is in control and His promises never fail.
证明他会掌控一切，证明他的应许是永远不会落空。
Have there been moments in your life where the obstacles in front of you that seems impossible to overcome?
在你生活当中，是否有你遇过好像不能超过的障碍吗？
God's message for us today is this.
今天神给我们信息是：
Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing.
忘记以前的事，不要沉溺于过去的。看，我在做一件新事。
You see, God is still in the business of making a way where there is no way.
所以神在开个路，他们好像没有办法走的路。
Whether it's through a sea or in the wilderness.
我是通过海洋或者是旷野。
God's faithfulness is timeless.
他的信实是永恒的。
And His power to deliver is real as today as it was then.
他传递的能力像今天一样的，跟以前都是一样的信实。
Now this incredible event,
这个不可思议的事情
has become the cornerstone of the Israel's faith.
成为以色列的信心的基石。
A reminder of God's power and faithfulness.
提醒我们神的信实和拯救的能力。
However, 700 years later,
那是七百年后
Israel faced a new problem.
以色列面临一个新的问题。
Despite being God's chosen people,
尽管他们是神的选民
they have turned away from God.
他们离背了他
they have fallen into idolatry and sin.
他们陷入了偶像的崇拜，他们的罪
even ignoring warnings from prophets like Jeremiah.
他们无视耶利米亚先知
their disobedience to God led to devastating consequences.
他的警告他们的后果。
It is in 586 BCE.
在主前586年
under King Nebuchadnezzar,
尼布甲尼撒王
invaded Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, and exiled many of the Israelites to Babylon. It took them back into slavery.
进入耶路撒冷摧毁了他们的圣殿，而许多以色列人都流放到巴比伦当中。
However,
despite
their disobedience, God did not abandon his people.
他们背叛了神，但是他们又重新成为奴役。
It is through the prophet Isaiah he delivered this message of hope and restoration.
以赛亚先知在这个四十三章中，他们提醒他们他们要做的事情。
In Isaiah 43, God reminds them of his unchanging faithfulness and promises to redeem them.
以赛亚书四三章，神用它来提醒他们他不变的信实。
Despite their sin, despite their disobedience, he assures them of a new beginning.
尽管他们是犯了罪，神是提醒他们，向他们保证一个新的开始。
He proclaimed that he will make a way through the wilderness.
宣告他将要开一个在旷野中开条新路。
In the words of Isaiah, brings hope and assurance.
以赛亚的话语带来新的希望。
The assurance of God's enduring love and power to transform their suffering into something new.
以神的永恒的爱和能力来保证他们会经过新的事情。
Now that's our background.
这是我们的背景。
Now let's take a look at our passage today.
让我来看今天的经文。
We begin with Isaiah 43:14.
我们开始是说以赛亚书四三章十四节。
It says, "Thus says the Lord."
耶和华你们的救主。
Your Redeemer.
你们的救主。
The Holy One of Israel.
以色列的圣者。
For your sake, I have sent to Babylon, and I will bring them all down as fugitives.
因你们的缘故，我已打发人到巴比伦去。
Even the Chaldeans.
并且我要在加拿底。
Into the ship in which they rejoice.
人如逃民，都坐自己喜乐的船下来。
This verse begins with a powerful reminder to the Jewish nation.That God is their redeemer.
这个经文开始是提醒犹太民族，神是他们的救赎主。
Redeemer to the Israelite people carries deep meaning and significance.
救赎者这个字具有很深远的意义。
It refers to the one who has the right and authority to reclaim what is rightfully belongs to him.
他指的是有权柄。和权柄来夺回本应属于他自己东西的人。
A redeemer is someone who delivers people from bondage.
救赎者是将人从捆绑中脱解出来。
Who makes a way where there seems to be no way.
就是没有道路的地方开辟一条新道路。
Who steps into impossible situations to reclaim his people for himself.
来踏入不可能的境地来带来自己的自由和恢复。
Here, God is speaking to his people who are now in exile in Babylon.
这里神正对他的子民说，你们要现在流放到巴比伦。
They are enslaved in a foreign land once again.
这是他们在异国中被奴役了。
But here, he promises that he is going to destroy their oppressors.
但神应许他们要打倒压迫他们的人。
The Babylonians and the Chaldeans and crush the power that hold them captive.
是巴比伦人跟加勒底人来粉碎囚禁他们的势力。
He promises that just as he has delivered them from Egypt centuries before, he will do it again.
向他们保证，好像几个世纪前他们从埃及出来一样。
Some of us needs to hear this today.
我们当中有些人要需要听到这一些。
Regardless of your past,
无论你的过去。
Regardless of your pain and your struggles,
无论你的痛苦挣扎。
Regardless of your isolation that you may feel,
无论你是孤立的。
God is still your redeemer.
神仍然是你的救赎主。
The Spirit of God is saying to you, I am your redeemer.
神的灵对你说，我是你的救赎。
I know the pain you are in right now.
无论你现在正在忍受什么困难。
But I'm about to bring it to an end.
我要快结束这个。
I'm about to do a new thing in you.
我要对你做个新事情。
Just as God promised the Israelites.
好像神应许以色列人一样。
He promises you that he will step into your situation, whatever hardship that you are enduring.
他向你承诺，他会介入你的处境，你的困难。
Whatever sorrow or frustration that is weighing you down.
什么东西就捆绑你，锁链着你。
God will break the chain that binds you.
神会打破那些锁链。
And lead you into freedom, restoration, and a new beginning.
带领你出来，向自由恢复新的开始。
So now, after declaring what he was going to do in verse 14,
在十四节他宣布他要做什么之后。
In verse 15, God reestablishes his authority and reminds them of who he is.
在十五节从神重新确立他的权威，提醒子民他是谁。
Isaiah 43:14 says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King.
以赛亚书43:15，我是耶和华，你们的圣者，以色列的创造者，你们的王。
Here in this passage,
这里这个经文，
God proclaims four key aspects of his identity, of who he is.
神宣告他四个关键的身份。
That he is Lord.
他是主,
he is the Holy One.
他是圣者,
he is the Creator.
他是创造者,
and he is the King.
他也是君王。
He reminds the Israelites
他向,
of who he is.
他向人保证他是谁。
No matter the challenges that they face, whether in exile, in despair or uncertainty, they could trust in a God who redeems, creates, and rules over them.
无论什么情形是逃亡。你都可以相信我，我可以保证，我保证你。
This truth applies to us as well.
这个真理是适用于我们。
Whether our church feels like it's in need of a breakthrough,
无论我们的教会是需要个突破。
Or whether you are facing struggles in your personal life,
或者是个人是面临一些挣扎。
Maybe there are some of you out there that your marriage feels shaky.
可能有一些你们是婚姻不很稳定。
Your job is unstable.
你的工作不稳定。
Or your business is uncertain.
或者你生意不确定。
Or like my sister and my brother-in-law that their house burned down.
好像我的妹妹一样，他们的房子被烧掉了。
God's message remains the same.
神的信息是一样的。
That I am yours.
我是你的。
I am your Lord.
我是你的主。
Your Holy One.
你的圣者。
Your Creator.
你的创造者。
And your King.
你的王。
No matter what you are going through,
无论你正在经历什么，
you are never without help.
你永远不会没有帮助，
because you belong to me.
因为你属于我。
Amen.
Amen.
For many of us, however,
对我们很多来说，
we have been walking with God for so long, we can sometimes become so comfortable in our Christian life.
我们与主同行那么久，我们有时候会好像自己身处在一个很舒适的环境当中。
We are so comfortable, we lose sight of the magnitude of who God is.
我们太舒适了，我们忽视了主是谁。
We forget that it is.
我们忘记了。
It is the Lord, the one who reigns over all, who orchestrates every detail of our salvation.
我忘记了主是主，他那位掌权的那一位，竟然安排我们的救恩的每一个细节。
It is the Holy One.
也是那位圣洁的。
The Holy One who is perfect, who is set apart, who walks with us and leads us through by His Spirit.
在他的神权的救恩，我们会分辨出来。与我们同行，教导我们。
It is the Creator who forms us.
也是造物主来创造我们的。
Who forms us with purpose and intention.
他有目的和意图。
A Creator who goes before us.
创造我们出来。
Who stands behind us and surrounds us with His presence.
站在我们前面后面来围绕着我们。
And He is the King.
他也是王。
Who rules with authority and grace.
他用他的恩典来统治。
A king that brought us into his kingdom.
一个君王是带领我们进入他的国度。
Not by our doing, but by his sovereign plan.
不是我们的努力，而是他的神圣的计划。
So our God is our Lord.
所以我们的主是我们的主。
He is the Holy One.
也是圣洁的。
A creator.
也是造物主。
And a king.
也是个王。
This is the reminder.
这是我们的提醒。
To the Israelite people and to us this morning.
对以色列人说，也是对我们说。
Our next passage, as he continues, is Isaiah 43, 16 and 17.
我们以下章节是以下说是三章十六到十七节。
Says, this is what the Lord says, who made a way through the sea.
耶和华在沧海中开道。
A path through the mighty waters.
在大水中开路。
Who drew out the chariots and the horses, the army and reinforcements together.
使车辆马匹军兵勇士都出来。
And they lay there never to rise again.
一同躺下不再起来。
Extinguished and snuffed out like a wick.
他们灭没好像熄灭的灯火。
Here, Jeremiah calls upon the most defining moment in Israel's history.
这里以赛亚提到是历史上最具一个决定性的时刻
，crossing of the Red Sea，
就是渡过红海。
He reminds the Israelites the account in Exodus where God parted the water。
他提醒以色列人，神分开了红海
，allowing his people to cross safely while the pursuing Egyptian army was swept.
让他们安全地渡过红海来避免那些追赶他们的埃及兵。
It was a moment when God's power and faithfulness was shown to his people, forever establishing him as a deliverer and redeemer.
在这一刻神的能力和信实向他子民展示了永远确立的他是他的拯救。
Isaiah brings this up to draw parallel to their current circumstances.
以色列提到这事是被俘虏的犹太人的现状。
Isaiah is saying to them that just as God delivers the Israelites from bondage in Egypt,
正如神将以色列人从埃及捆绑解救出来。
That he is the same God that can deliver them from their present trouble in Babylon.
他是同一位能够将他们从巴比伦的困境拯救出来的神。
This message is clear for us today.
信息很明确。
God's power and faithfulness are not confined by time.
神的大能信实并不局限于过去。
God is unchanging.
神是不变的。
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他昨天、今天和永远都一样。
And his work is active in the lives of his people.
然后他仍然活跃在我们的人民的生活当中。
Brothers and sisters, as we reflect on this passage,
弟兄姐妹，今天我们来反思这段经文。
We are prompted to ask this question.
我们要问我们自己这个问题。
What reminder of God's faithfulness do we need in our lives?
在我们生命当中，我们需要神的什么见证呢？
Let me ask that again. What reminder of God's faithfulness do we need?In our lives.
在我们生活当中，我们需要神的什么的信实来提醒我们呢？
You see, this new year provides us with a moment to pause and reflect on the way God has been present in our own stories.
这个新年呢，给了我们一个我们要停下来反思神在我们的故事的呈现的一个时刻。
Each of us have our own stories.
每一个人有我们的故事。
How has God been faithful in your life?
神是怎么样的信实待你？
Think about that for a second.
思想一下。
Think back, perhaps it was through a difficult challenge that you overcame.
回想一下，可能是以前你克服了一个困难。
Perhaps it was an unexpected blessing that came your way.
可能是一个很意外的祝福临到你身上。
Or a season of growth that changed you for the better.
或者是个很好的成长。
These moments are like pillars in our journey of faith.
这些时候好像是我们自己旅途这些柱石。
They are tangible evidence of God's provision, guidance and protection in our lives.
他是可以看到的是神供应的引导的保护我们的证据。
For us as a family, this journey has not been easy.
但对我们家人来说，这段旅程并不容易。
But through the trials, God has been shaping a new beginning for us.
但通过这次考验，神一直为我们塑造一个新的开始。
As I look back to 2020 and 2021,
当我回顾2020年跟2021年
，they were some of the most difficult years that we have ever faced.
那些是我们面临最困难的几年。
First, in 2020, we lost Pastor Chen suddenly.
首先在2020年，我们突然失去了陈牧师。
A loss that devastated our family.
这个损失很大，我们是受到很大重的打击。
Joy and I were in Northern California at the time.
Joy 跟我那个时候在北加州。
And we were really unable to fully be here to grieve alongside our loved ones.
我们那个时候无法跟我们的所爱的人一起来悲伤。
The sorrow and the pain of Pastor Chen's passing was immense.
陈牧师的去世是个巨大的悲痛。
Not just for us as a family, but for the entire church, a community that lost a pastor, a mentor.And a friend.
不仅仅对我们一家，也是对了整个教会、整个社区，我们失去了一个好的牧师、好的导师和一个好的朋友。
In that same year, we faced another heartbreak.
同年，我们又面临另一次心碎。
My mother, who many of you and have lovingly cared for, entered into hospice care at home.
我的母亲，你们当中很多人认识她的，是进入一个要照顾的地方。
We did everything possible to care for her.
我们要做很多事情来照顾她。
To make her last days comfortable.
让她的最后这几个日子过得好。
I cooked her favorite meal.
我做她最喜欢吃的菜。
We feed her.
我喂她。
Or just sitting beside her, watching her breathe through a machine that kept her alive.
或者就是坐在她身旁，看着一个让她活着的机器。
Though those final moments were filled with pain,
那些最后时刻是充满了悲痛。
But those moments also became sacred memories for our family.
那些也成为我们家人的神圣的回忆。
Joanna, despite working full time as a teacher,
Joanna 尽管她是全职在工作
，took on an incredible sacrifice of sleeping downstairs every night to provide constant care for my mother.During her final days,
她牺牲自己每天晚上睡在楼下，来照顾我的病危的母亲。
And in February 2021, surrounded by family, my mother went home to be with the Lord.
在2021年2月，在家人陪伴当中，我的母亲安息主怀。
Now, why am I telling you this story?
我为什么要告诉你这个故事呢
？As heartbreaking as that season was.
尽管是一个很令人心碎的时期
，It became a catalyst for something we never expected.
但是也成为我们没有预料到的以后。
That through our pain, God planted a burden in our heart to return to Southern California after 15 years away.
通过这次痛苦，神在我们心中种下一个重担，就是我们要回去我们离开了15年的南加州。
God was calling us back.
神呼召我们回去。
Not just to process our loss, but to rebuild.
不仅仅是处理我们的损失，也是要我们重建。
To reconnect and to embrace a new season of life with our family.
重新联系，重新与我们家人一同投入新的生活。
Now, as we stand in this new chapter, we see how God's hand was guiding us all along.
现在我们站立在我们人生的一个新的章节当中，我们看到神的手是如何带领我们。
In the midst of our heartbreak, He was already making a way.
在我们的心碎中，神已经开了路。
Today we experience unexpected joy of being together again.
今天我们再次体验到我们相聚带来的一些喜悦。
There's deep fulfillment of being together as a family.
一些家庭的满足。
And also back here at this church, where it has been our spiritual home for over 30 years.
还跟神支持这个教会啊，三十多年的教会一同一起。
God is faithful to sustain us and create something new.
神是很信实的，他是帮助我们去做一些新的事情。
He will create something new for us even in our darkest moments.
就是我们在最黑暗、最忧愁的时候，他会创造一些新的事情。
This is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
That through loss he has brought renewal.
通过损失，他会重新带来更新。
Through sorrow he has brought joy.
他会带来喜乐。
And through trials God has written a new beginning for our family.
透过试炼，他会为我们家庭写了新的开始。
Now just as Jeremiah reminded the Israelites of the Red Sea.
正如以赛亚提醒以色列人红海的事情。
We also need to anchor ourselves in the assurance of God's faithfulness.
我们必须要把自己锚定在神信实的确据当中。
These reminders are not just stories from the past.
这是不仅仅不是我们已经过去的故事。
These are evidence.
这是证明
that God who works miracles then it is still at work in us today.
是神行的形式，今天在我们生活中也是同样的。
And just as He called His people to look forward to a new thing,
就他呼召他的人，其他在做了新的事情。
He calls us to trust that He is still leading us into new seasons of growth, renewal, and blessings.
他同样的呼召我们，他在新的。积极当中要做新的事情。
Now, this reminder of God's past deliverance serves as the foundation for the hope that's in the following verse.
这些是拯救的一些提醒，是在经文中是我们新的寄望的基础。
By recalling Exodus,
通过回忆出埃及记
Isaiah prepares the Israelites to embrace the new thing.
以色列提醒以色列人要准备接受新的事情。
As he promised to do in this passage.
就在这个章节当中。
It says, forget the former things.
就是你们不要纪念从前的事。
Do not dwell on the past.
也不要思念古时的事。
See, I am doing a new thing.
看啊，我要做一件新事。
This next word is important. Now.
下一句很重要。
Now, it springs up.
如今要发现。
Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
你们岂不知道吗？我不要在旷野开道路。
In these verses, Isaiah calls the Israelites to shift their focus.
经文当中，以色列人以赛亚呼吁以色列人转移他们的焦点。
Rather than focus on their present troubles, Isaiah says, "Forget the former things."
正如他们说，忘记以前的事，不要沉溺于过去。
Do not dwell on the past.
不要沉溺过去。
Now, this is important here.
这是很重要的。
This is not a call to forget God's faithfulness or the lessons that we learn.
这不是呼吁我们要忘记神的信实和忘记他的教训。
But rather is an encouragement to release the weight of the past mistakes, regrets, and even painful memories of their exile.
而是鼓励他们释放过去的错误、遗憾。甚至是被掳的痛苦。
God is inviting His people into something new.
神真正要为他的子民做着新的事情。
A transformative future free from the burden of the past.
一个摆脱过去负担的革命性的未来。
At the heart of this passage is these words.
核心就是这些字。
See, I am doing a new thing.
看啊，我正在做一件新事。
It is a promise that God is actively working to bring change and renewal.
这个承诺是神积极在工作，带来新的改变。
And there was this other word, now.
还有这个字，现在。
Followed by now.
就这个字，现在。
Now emphasizes the immediacy of his action.
这个是强调了他的行动的及时性。
Reminds us that God's work is not confined to a distant future, but unfolding in the present moment, now.
提醒我们，神的工作并不局限于遥远的未来，而是当下要展开。
Even when we cannot fully see it,
即使我们是没有办法看到
God is already at work, moving in ways that transcends our own understanding.
神已经开始他的工作，超越人类理解的 方式。
And then there's this imagery of making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
然后在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河，这个意象。
This is talking about God's ability to provide direction, sustenance, and refreshment in the most barren and challenging circumstances.
他这是描绘了神的最贫瘠和最具挑战性的一个环境当中提供方向给我们。
Just as a path in the wilderness guides the lost.
正如在旷野中一个小路会指引迷失的人。
Streams in a wasteland brings life to dry, desolate places.
沙漠里的江河会干燥的地方带来生机一样。
God promised to lead his people to renewal.
神继续带领他们的子民。
Even in their most difficult times.
就算他们在最困难的时候。
Sometimes we gather in our Sunday services, particularly in the English congregation.
有时候当我们聚集在我们的聚会当中，尤其在英文堂。
It might feel like we're in a wilderness, a barren season of uncertainty and struggle.
好像我们身处在一个很荒芜的荒野当中。
But it is often in these extreme circumstances that God does His greatest work.
但是往往在这情况下，神做了他的伟大的工作。
It is in the wilderness where we experience His provision.
就是在这些旷野当中，我们体验到他的供应。
Where His power to create something out of nothing becomes undeniable.
他的创造的能力从无有到全有是不可否认的。
Our passage today offers a message of hope, renewal, and trusting for God is going to do in our lives and what are the things to come.
我们今天早上的经文提供了一个有希望、更新，相信神将来要发生的事情的好消息。
God calls us to trust His ongoing work in our own lives and in this church.
神迫在我们相信他，相信在我们教会要发生的工作。
God is always doing something new.
他总是在做一些新的事情。
And He is inviting us to let go of the past and step into the future that He is creating.
邀请我们放下过去，迈向他为我们创造的未来。
You know, over a year ago, many of us gathered for the funeral of a dear friend, a beloved member of this English congregation from years past.
去年我们在为一个我们的一个亲友的葬礼一起聚集。
It was a bittersweet moment as we reunited with old friends and shared memories of really some vibrant days that we once experienced as an English congregation family.
就在苦乐参半的时候，因为我们可以在那个葬礼当中跟我们的老朋友重聚，分享回忆以前的教会的这些点滴。
Those were truly great times.
那些是很美好的时光。
Our church was full.
我们的教会是座无虚席。
The English congregation was thriving.
我们的英文堂是欣欣向荣。
Families of all ages were deeply engaged.
我们不同年龄层都在参与我们的事工。
We had a robust youth ministry.
我们很强大的青年事工。
An English pastor, a youth pastors.
我们一个英文牧师有一个年轻牧师，青年牧师。
Those days were a season of abundance.
那些日子是成长，是很喜悦的团结的时光。
But as I reflect on those days and sense how many of us long for the past.
但是让我回想那些日子，我感觉我们就当中有多少人是渴望那些日子。
God is challenging us with an important question this morning.
今天早上神要用同样的问题来挑战我们。
And that question is, do you think what is behind you is the best I have for you.
他的问题是说，你觉得你以后发生的事情是神给你最好的吗？
Regardless of what the past was like.
不要管以前是怎么样。
Do you think what is behind you is the best I have for you?
你相信以后发生的是我给你最好的吗？
And I also believe God is asking me personally.
我相信神在也是问我个人。
That Byron, do you think what is behind you is the best I can do? Do you believe that with a single move of my hand can create a future for this church that far exceeds anything that you have experienced
白人，你认为你以后你生活发生的事情是我给你最好的吗？你相信我挥挥手就为这个教会创造一个超过你从你所想的未来吗？
Just as God reminded the people of Israel of their deliverance from Egypt,
正如神提醒以色列人从埃及中拯救出来一样，
Brothers and sisters, God is reminding us now, He is ready to do something new.
他正提醒你，他现在已准备好要在我们里面做一些新的事情。
God is asking us to believe that He is capable of creating a future that surpasses anything that we have seen or we have imagined.
神要求我们相信他有他的能力来创造一个超越我们的所想过的，或者是以前未也没有发生的事情。
Brothers and sisters, God is not done with this church.
神没有放弃我们这个教会。
In fact, He is just beginning.
其实他现在才刚刚开始。
The new thing he is doing may not look, seem, sound, or feel like the past.
他真的现在在做的事看起来好像是刚刚开始。
But his plans are greater than what we can comprehend.
但是他的计划是比我们所想象的更要伟大。
Our best days are not behind us; they are ahead of us.
我们的过去的好的最好的日子并不是过去，是将来。
And God will honor the faithfulness of His people for His glory.
神要为了这个是他的荣耀来遵守他子民的信实。
The famous missionary to China, Hudson Taylor, once said this: "God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. God is our great provider, Jehovah Jireh."
伟大的传教士戴德森。曾经说过，神的工作以神的方式来完成，永远不会缺少神的供应，他是我们伟大的供应者，耶和华以勒。
Brothers and sisters, we need to believe that God's power is at work right now in and through us and in this church.
弟兄姐妹，我们要相信神的能力正在我们当中在工作。
I am confident that this church will become a beacon of hope, a place where Jehovah Jireh's presence.Is tangible to our community and people around us.
我相信我们这个教会会成为我们希望的灯塔，让许多人都感受到神的以勒的同在。
Brothers and sisters, God is not done with us.
弟兄姐妹，神没有放弃我们教会。
He is just getting started.
他才刚刚开始。
In this new year,
在新的一年中
，Let us embrace the new thing God is going to do in our lives and in this church.
让我们一起来拥抱神在我们个人和这个教会要做的新的事情。
And we celebrate His glory.
当我们庆祝他的新的事。
Amen.
Amen.